Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Better Gift by Lynn Maynard, Arizona, USA. On Thursday, November 19th, 2009, I took a six-hour embroidery class. When the class ended, about 3:30 p.m., I drove my car to a nearby fast food drive-thru. I then returned to the sewing shop for my next class, which would last 4 hours. I parked in front of the store and ate my meal. It was a nice day. The temperature's in the mid-90s, although our fall Phoenix nights, the temperature falls to the low 40s. As I ate, I noticed a man sitting on the curb. He was about 6 foot tall with a thin build, weathered face, and a couple days' beard growth. He reached into his backpack, pulled out a razor, and began to shave. When finished, he proceeded to change his holy, gross-looking socks, which were caked with dried blood, and replaced them with a new pair. He seems to have pride in taking care of himself, I thought. When I'd buy something at the drive-thru, I throw the change in the pocket of the driver's side door. Watching this man, I decided to hand him what was there, $4. As I approached him, he said, "You have a nice car." "I'm still paying for it," I said. "Here's a few dollars. When you're finished, maybe you can get something at the drive-in nearby. They have a nice selection on their dollar menu, and you can get refills." He thanked me, saying, "God bless you." I then went back in for my next class. My class finished at 7 p.m., and I loaded all my equipment into the back of my car. After 10 hours of classes, I was tired. Then I saw it. "What is that note?" I thought. "Don't tell me someone scratched my car." I got in the car and turned on the light to read the note. To my surprise, here was a note thanking me for the $4. Dan told me that he was doing all right, but many homeless people need socks, so maybe I could carry a few pairs in my car. He said that he gets gift cards for $10 and socks at the nearby church. In his note, Dan said, "If you want to, you could donate socks to the church. Then the homeless men would be very grateful." Wow! It was only $4. Dan's thank you gave me the better gift, a feeling that I can make a difference with socks. Dan taught me that even when you're homeless, you can make someone's life better. Now I want to do more for our homeless friends in need. Thank you, Dan. Socks are on the way.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.